Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotional Coffee with Ann. We were gone last week to Jacksonville to visit my son's family and watch the boys play baseball. My daughter-in-law has a Keurig. In the little drawer are several different coffee brands. I usually try two or three over the course of a week. I happily, though, come back home to Blue Bottle, Luna, and yes, Dunkin' Donut. Enjoy whatever is your choice this morning. Now, are you content with you? From the Message version, 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. So be content with who you are. And don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. Are you content with you? Am I content with me? I find that an intriguing question. There's not much in today's world that provides any affirmation. Not affirmation of who you are in your heart and soul. It starts when we are young. You see it in young people today. And I experienced it as a teen and young adult. But having taught kids in grades 4 through 8 for many years, I watched the wanderings of young people trying to find out who they are and how they fit in. It is a dangerous time for many, and it extends into those high school and often college years. Much of this wandering, as I call it, has to do with appearance, which is multiplied hundreds of times over by all the advertisements, what product to buy, clothes to wear, how to act, look younger, look older. The promise is if you look like this, act like this, you will fit in, have friends, and at the heart of it, you will be loved, cared about, belong. We are bombarded by it today, but it has always been before and since biblical times been around. Statues of Greek gods were strong and muscular, and goddesses were beautiful and voluptuous. Then Jesus showed up and began to talk about who we are underneath all that. He taught an entirely different focus on life, a focus on loving him, ourselves, and others, all others, of treating others, all others, with kindness, patience, respect, of community made up of all folks, the bold and the beautiful, meek and mild, the poor, the rich, the women, the children, and the men. The Jew, the Gentile, the Roman, and the Samaritan. It was and is a hard sell. Not only is the struggle with finding ourselves impacted by physical appearance, but also performance. Our heroes are often sports idols and CEOs, the best of the best in various careers. Contentment with less than promotion and money in our career choice can diminish our sense of contentment with ourselves. Are we not good enough? What are we missing? In the midst of all this turmoil, it is easy to forget what really matters in the long run. A close, consistent relationship with our Lord. Honestly, that is the key. As the verse says, so be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God He is most careful with you. As a child, before 10, age 10, I remember going to play with a friend and being in her pretty but modest home. She was an only child. Her mother was a teacher and made most of my friend's clothes. I believe her father was an insurance salesman. For whatever reason, I got the feeling that this family was happy and content with their lives. I envied that. It was a warm, peaceful place. Satisfied, content. There was wisdom and peace in that image that I didn't recognize, but it stayed with me. I think it is hard to find that kind of a contentment without a relationship with the Lord. With Him in our lives, we can pursue our careers, and that includes parenthood, with peace of mind. Lay your day's responsibilities, known and unknown, at His feet, and He will guide you. We do our part, and He does His. So be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Let us pray. Contentment. Ah, what a beautiful gift. Lord, please continue to draw us to You in all parts of our lives. I pray that we will step back and gaze at the love in our lives and those we touch, peacefully knowing Your strong hand is with us this moment, this day, and the days to come. In the name of Him who will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.